bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is currently helping out at a parish in Connecticut. His preaching is entitled The Assumption of Mary.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exults in God my Saviour, because he has looked upon his lowly handmaid. Yes, from this day forward, all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name, and his mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear him. He has shown the power of his arm. He has routed the proud of heart. He has pulled down princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. The hungry he has filled with good things, the rich sent empty away. He has come to the help of Israel, his servant, mindful of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, of his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever." Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back home. The Gospel of the Lord. This feast of the Assumption of Mary is very special to me. When I chose to become a Dominican priest, I joined the province of the Assumption in Australia and New Zealand. And so I had the opportunity to reflect for many years on Mary. Why did she, such a young girl, get chosen to become the mother of Jesus? I do know that the answer to this question will explain her assumption into heaven. Mary's answer to Elizabeth in the Gospel story today has a phrase which explains so much to me. "From this day forward, all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things to me." This did not go to Mary's head. She wasn't blessed, but blessed. Her acceptance wasn't to a throne, but to a task, to become the mother of Jesus. And derision from family and friends. She still had a life of poverty, which remained her whole life long. That is why she deserves such honor. She is blessed for her humility. So when she died, she was immediately taken to heaven. And that is where she was honored. God saying thank you to her. Welcome into the home of God, the home of your Father. And that is why I love Mary, not because of her chastity, but because of her obedience and choosing the hard life. It is what I know awaits us too. It is not as though we can expect the pains of purgatory. Where Mary has gone, we will surely follow. Mary said, "He has pulled down princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. The hungry he has filled with good things, the rich sent empty away." The mercy of God brought Mary's inheritance, and it will bring ours too. Welcome to heaven. I know my mother is in heaven because she imitated Mary, and they now are rejoicing together. Thanks for listening. Happy Feast Day. Thank you.